What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we are talking about why narcissists don't let too many people get close to them. Too many, maybe not anybody at all. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. What up? First of all, y'all, shout out to everybody who see me in public around North Carolina and came up and said, hey, I appreciate y'all. If y'all ever see me out and about in North Carolina, Durham, Greensboro, Hillsboro, Raleigh, wherever, y'all could say, hey, I'm friendly. I'm friendly. Shout out to y'all, though. Seriously. But yes. Narcissistic people don't let people get close to them. Why is that, y'all? Why don't you think that narcissists let too many people get close to them? No? Why don't you think? Drop it in the comment section. Drop your thoughts in the comment section. And then, let's get into it. One of the main reasons why narcissists don't let too many people get close to them is fear. They're afraid. That fear. Don't let this make you feel sorry for a narcissist that you go back to him. But a lot of times in childhood.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The people that got close to us, or the people that were supposed to be our caretakers, or the people that we were close to, betrayed us. So a lot of narcissists never got over that first betrayal. That very first betrayal it broke a lot of narcissists. Maybe not the very first one, but there's a betrayal in the narcissist's childhood that made them afraid to get anybody get close to them. So there's a fear. The people that were close to us, or our caretakers, neglected us, or didn't validate us, or harmed us, abused us in an emotional or physical way. So now we have a fear of allowing people to get close to us. So we push people away. You know, just because narcissists push people away doesn't mean that they let them go. You know, the way I describe it is they push you away, but they grab you by the collar so you don't get too far away. They push you away, but they're like, hey, get away from me. They extend their arms, but they'll grab you by the collar. Hey, get away from me and stay back. Stay back. Back, you devil. That's what I say. Back, you devil. But that's part of it right there. Like, seriously, a lot of narcissistic people get into that mindset, get into that dynamic where this is a space for it. This is bits and pieces of it right here. This is how it goes. So I would just tell people, like, if you ever dealt with a narcissist or a toxic person, they might be afraid of you. I'm not saying that they just, like, afraid that you're going to, like, unalive them, but they might, the fear of that closeness, closeness is a trigger, you know. I'm not talking about physical closeness, because they'll clap your cheeks or whatever, but emotional closeness, they'll let you get close enough to clap cheeks or whatever, but you mean emotional closeness, the emotional fear. I have a fear of letting you get too emotionally close. Yes, in the beginning, you do feel emotionally close to this person. That's how it goes. Like, in the beginning, because that narcissist is getting that high from the love bombing phase, that dopamine hit is making the narcissist float around like they walking around on their tippy toes, walking around like they're floating. Because they feel that way, they're letting their guard down. But as the relationship progresses, that's when the walls kind of slowly start to raise back up. You know, you ever seen the old movies with the castle? Had a castle lets the gate down, That's how narcissistic people's hearts are. Their closeness is. They let the gate down right. But as the relationship goes on, the gate slowly is getting pulled back in. Like the narcissistic, the little narcissist inside the narcissist, the little narcissist inside the big narcissist is like reeling it back in. So over time, the gate closes back up. You see, it starts off as open. They let the gates down. Open the gates. You know, they let the gates down, let you ride in on your little horse and buggy. You mean, you just, yeah, you ride in the relationship like, yeah, I'm in love. Yeah. You slapping a little horse and you ride across a little bridge and, you know, the gates are open. Kind of like the movie Frozen, you know, but when Elsa got mad, she's like, close the gates. You know, she kicked everybody out and closed the gates. You see, even Elsa from Frozen, I'm not calling Elsa a narcissist, but Elsa said, close the gates. That's the analogy. People getting too close. I've had enough. So you start pushing people away. You know, there's that fear, but is that fear in that space right there? Like the narcissists think they're scared of you. They think you're going to hurt them sooner or later. So they don't trust too many people. That's part of it right there. You know what I mean? That's part of it. Because they think if you get too close to me, you can hurt me. People in my childhood were close to me and they hurt me. So why should I trust you? If my parents, the people who birthed me and my original caretakers or who supposed to love me or my aunts or whoever in my childhood hurt me, why would I trust you? You know, you're no relation to me. We're not connected by blood or anything like that. We just met. You know, we are emotionally, we are close as in proximity, but we just met. So they would think, well, why should I trust you when I don't know you? You know what I mean? Why should I trust you if I don't know you? So that does happen right there in that space too. Because some narcissists just won't trust you because they don't know you. You mean, just in that space. They think you're going to hurt them sooner or later. So they take advantage of it. They get ahead of it, you know. Another reason narcissists don't let people get too close to them is the loss of control. It's still a part of the fear, but if you get too close to me, you get to know me. You can actually hurt me. You might actually be able to see the real me. So if I'm vulnerable to you, you know, sometimes narcissistic people get vulnerable under different circumstances, like some of them will, you know, get vulnerable under, you know, certain circumstances where they're drunk or under the influence of something. They'll be vulnerable to you. But they think you're going to hurt them. Like I said, you can hurt me because you know me. You got close to me. You actually have the ability to hurt me. You know, because we got close, you have power over me to be able to hurt me or to harm me in a certain way that I don't want. So this is why narcissistic people tend to always want to know a lot about you to protect themselves, just in case you try to use your stuff to hurt me, I can fire my cannon back at you. You know, if you fire cannons at me, I can fire them back at you I can insult you and hurt you with your trauma, with what you've been through and things like that. So that can absolutely happen as well, because when you fall into these spaces a lot, this is part of the dynamic, y'all. This is what you're going to face when you're dealing with a lot of narcissists and toxic people. They're going to be afraid that you're going to hurt them, that you're going to get close to them, and you have power and control of them. Because if you have too much information on me, I don't have anything on you. You have control of me. You are in the position of power. I need to maintain this position of power. So in order to do that, I don't let you get too close to me. I don't let you have too much knowledge of me, because when you have more knowledge of me, you have more power over me. You can use my emotional vulnerability to hurt me or to harm me. The loss of control is a big thing. So the closer you get, the more control you could have over me. You know, that's one of the main reasons when people ask me, why do narcissists treat, I can do a longer video on this, but I can get the short and gritty of it. But a lot of people ask me, why do narcissists treat the people closest to them the worst? So if you do manage to get close to narcissists, you get treated the worst. Because you know too much. You might know the real me. You've probably seen me with my mask off. You see me unmasked. You see what I'm saying? You see me without my hat. You see me without my hat. I come home, you know, after a hard day at the steel mill. I come home. I take myself out. Like, the world sees me like this. This is how the world sees me. You see me like this. And I need my beard. I don't like the baby face. I don't like the baby face. I'm 38 years old. I need my beard. You see what I'm saying? You see me beardless. So you see me bare. So you can hurt me. That's where the mind goes right there. I know it sounds super stupid, But you see me for who I am and you can expose me. That fear of exposure. You get too close to me. You get to know me too much. You can expose me. You really can. You can absolutely expose me in a certain way that I don't want to be exposed. So if I don't want to be exposed, then yeah, this is what goes on right here. This is part of the space that a lot of people fall into. I don't want to be exposed. And that fear of exposure is a big fear that a lot of narcissists have. I'm scared that you're going to expose me. I'm scared that you're going to put that fear in me. I'm scared that you're going to hurt me or harm me in some way, shape, or form. You know, that's a piece of it. So I tell people all the time, this is what a lot of people are going to have, you know, have to face. Like that fear of emotional closeness. I know people are going to ask, well, Lee, how do we get them to let that guard down? Now, there's nothing you can really do to let them get that guard down to make them feel safe around you. You know, narcissists, this is typically what happens right here. Then there's normally nothing you can do. Like if somehow you can make them feel like they're not a bad person, which they've probably done some horrible stuff. And I'm not telling you, like, now, this is not me trying to. Boy, I be having to teeter the fence, don't I? It be teetering this damn fence. It's crazy sometimes. Because I'm not trying to get y'all I'm going to go back to, Lee said this, and I'm going to go back to the toxic relationship. No, Lee did not say do this. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, you have to protect yourself. Like, the narcissist's biggest fear is they don't want to feel like bad people. They don't want you to see them in a bad light. And the closer you are to them, the more likely you are to have seen me in a bad light. The more likely you are to see me, portraying me for who I really am, you know. So that space is real too. So you have to protect yourself and to protect your peace in this space within this dynamic. So I know it's gonna sound unfair, but it does fall onto you to protect yourself. It really, really does. You know what I mean? Because a lot of narcissists, most narcissists, are out there to serve themselves and to protect themselves. They're super guarded for a reason. They don't want you to see that soft interior within that hard rocky shell, you know what I mean? So you might have seen beneath the shell, and they don't want you to get close to that soft interior and whatnot. So I hope this video brought you some clarity. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to my email list. My course is coming out soon. My course video series is coming out soon. 7 stages of understanding a toxic narcissistic relationship. Subscribe to this channel as well. 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Music, and maybe Amazon Podcast as well. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kid's book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.